Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we looking at quarterback completely wrong? Like, completely wrong. And I'm just asking this question. I would love a bunch of, you know, like, let's all talk this out. 888-957-9570. I don't know that there's a right answer or a wrong answer here. I really don't. But I started thinking about this. And yes, it's inspired by Mac Jones, at least in part. It's inspired by a bunch of quarterbacks this year. Mac Jones is one of them. He's come in and he's won 3 football games. Two of them on the road as a backup quarterback. You've detailed this. That is wildly rare.
Yep.
Incredibly rare. Does he deserve some credit for that? There's zero question. I don't know how you can't. I also don't think if you're talking Mac or Brock, I don't think you can get too far into the conversation without bringing up the name Kyle Shanahan. So let's look around the league because it's not just Mac Jones. You were talking about this earlier this week too. Baker Mayfield has rebirthed his career. Sam Darnold has rebirthed his career. It appears that Daniel Jones is in the process of rebirthing his career. Am I missing anyone? Are there any other, like, cast-offs?
I think Geno Smith has already rebirthed it.
Geno Smith, it's not a great moment to do that, but you're right.
No, but, I mean, he had a rebirth in Seattle, and Now it's, you know, he got paid in Vegas, and so it's a bit of a rebirth.
I mean, I think we have to bring up Jared Goff.
No doubt.
Like, Jared Goff was a throwaway and somebody that somebody didn't want. And now he is the author of what's probably the best offense in football. So we'll throw Jared Goff into this. And then I was also thinking about who wins the Super Bowl. And I was thinking about how everybody always does this. Well, there's Josh Allen, and then there's Lamar Jackson. And I'm like, no, never even been to a bowl. Lamar Jackson, nope, never even been to a bowl. Joe Burrow's been to a bowl, but he's been hurt more often than he's been to the bowl. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who we both agree is kind of the guy who does both, which is great quarterback and great system, which is why maybe they've won so many Super Bowls. But if the best quarterbacks largely don't even go to the Super Bowl, and then some guys who are considered the worst quarterbacks, the cast-offs, can suddenly find success when they just find the right coach and the right system, is it fair for all of us to have a conversation about whether the quarterback is, in effect, overpaid? All of them. You know, like, is football actually being more driven by the system than it is being driven by the quarterback?
Yeah. Interesting that you say that, because today's deep dive for Dibs, brought to you by, the ocean.
Unsponsored at this hour.
Sure, but I would love to get it sponsored. But
anything that's wet is an option here.
This take is wet.
Yeah, John Miller could come in and do the open.
I looked at every team and how many different human beings they've had start at quarterback since the year 2010.
Okay.
And this was all born out of the fact that Joe Flacco, I guess, is now going to start for the Bengals, and, you know, Dylan Gabriel is starting for the Browns, and so I just wanted to think, how many quarterbacks have the Browns had starting a game since 2010?
Since 2010, okay.
I don't know how high LeBron can go.
So we're 15 years.
This would be year 16, but
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you let the cat out of the bag. Didn't you tell us?
Did I tell you?
I thought you said it was 28.
28,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
I was
28,
listening.
And I'm not going to ask you to name them, but
I'd like to try to see how many I could get.
Well, what It'd I thought, be fun. It would be fun if you could try to name the 14 that have started for the Niners.
Ooh.
And so as I went through, I did Cleveland first, and then I did the Niners, and I was like, ooh, the Niners have 14. I wonder where that ranks in the league. And so I went through all 32 teams.
Okay, since 2010?
The league average is 13.34.
So the Niners are right on the average.
Right on the average.
14?
Yeah, and so I thought, also, before we get into, like, who actually have started, I thought, Mark, like, are the really good teams those teams that have had very few people actually start at quarterback? And that's not necessarily the case. And what you just said leading into this is what made me actually bring out my list, because it's more about the coach, the system, and the stability, because the team that has had the fewest different people start at quarterback, they have two playoff wins since 2010.
Yep.
San Diego. They've only had four different human beings start at quarterback. Four. Yep. And you go from Norv to McCoy to Anthony Lynn to Staley.
Wait a minute. The Chargers only have four since 2010.
Four.
Breeze, Rivers, obviously Herbert.
I don't know if it's Breeze.
Was that pre? Yeah. That's probably, maybe that was pre-2010.
No, but your point is well made, because
Rivers, Herbert.
Rivers, like, started forever.
And then, wait a minute, what's his name? Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
Because Herbert, that's who Herbert replaced when he had the shot go wrong.
His lung punctured.
Yeah, the lung got punctured. So Taylor started at least the first, that was like three games that year. And then Herbert as a rookie came in, and he's held the job since. But I feel like Herbert got hurt one of these years. Got hurt.
Easton Stick.
Is that the fourth?
Easton Stick.
That's it. Since 2010.
Rivers went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Rivers went 10 straight years, didn't miss a start.
Didn't miss a start.
Tyrod got one. Herbert got 15. And then Herbert. And then Herbert, 13 games,
wow.
Easton Stick. So
I can't believe Philip Rivers never missed even one start.
10 years. And so
crazy.
That, to me, became one of my takeaways as I went through this. Because, yes, the really, really bad dysfunctional teams, Cleveland, 28 human beings, Washington, 19 quarterbacks. Minnesota's had 20 different starters. Chicago, 18, which makes sense because they've been searching for it. But it doesn't necessarily mean if you have stability that you'll be good. Although, New England, only 8 quarterbacks since 2010. They've been very good. Green Bay, they're always right there. Aaron Rodgers didn't miss, like, a game. And even, like, Detroit and Atlanta and Tampa Bay, these are teams that have had great stability, and they're usually, like, playoff teams or close to playoff teams. And so,
well,
I don't know. It's a long way to say it's not only about quarterback stability, it's about coach and system stability.
I'm not here to dismiss a great quarterback, like a truly great quarterback. And even the great systems, I think there are levels to how they can be run, which is the basis of my point with Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. Not to go too far down that road, but yes, I obviously think Kyle Shanahan is an elite coach, an elite play caller with an elite system. And so are there multiple people who could run it at a level that wins football games? Yes. Are there levels to how you can run it? And do I want the quarterback who's going to run it the absolute best? And am I willing to pay for that? My answer at this moment is yes, which is why I think you don't mess around with the whole Brock Purdy thing, because I think as far as available quarterbacks to the Niners right now, that's the best you can do. And that's worth money, even, and that's why I tried to dismiss that point last week of, is he $45 million better than Mac? Well, no. No, all I need to know is he an inch better than Mac? Is he just a tiny bit better than Mac? And if he is, then yes, I want the best player you can have at that position. But wow, I certainly think there's an open conversation there, because if the guys who are the players we all drool over, we're all jealous of them, and we all want them in our fantasy leagues, they don't go to the Super Bowl. At least they haven't. Patrick does.
Right.
And I know Burrow had a game, and he had to rally to beat Patrick in order to get that game. Joe Burrow, but Lamar never been there, and Josh never been there. So look at players who have been to the Super Bowl, on the other hand, who nobody looked at as they were on their way to the Super Bowl. Nobody looked at those people as, dude, you're elite. You're top five QB. Jalen Hurts was not that. I still don't think he is. Jalen Hurts is a very good player, but nobody's like, Jalen Hurts, that's a dog, that's right. Top five.
That's the system.
That's the system.
And that's a great example because if you look at Philly, they've had some really good coaches even throughout the course of the year. Doug Peterson, whatever you think about his time in Jacksonville, when he was there, he won the damn Super Bowl. Right. And another one of the teams I looked at is Detroit. They've only had seven different quarterbacks since 2010. And Stat Padford was there forever. But if you look at the coaches since 2010, Jim Schwartz, defense, Caldwell, defense, the pencil, defense, and then you finally got a guy biting kneecaps, and it took him some time to actually ramp up. And during that time, he had an unbelievable offensive coordinator, and he was able to get that thing into a spot. And still, they haven't even been to a Super Bowl. So even though you've only had seven quarterbacks, it's taken stability and head coaching consistency, Campbell now in his fifth year, to get that thing to where now Detroit looks to be like a real good team.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this. Obviously, prior to Hurts, it was Patrick. Then prior to that, it was Matt Stafford. Prior to that, it was Tom Brady. And then there was Patrick, and there was Tom Brady. But then you sneak in a Nick Foles.
Yep.
You sneak in. Now, it's Peyton Manning, but it was Peyton Manning when he literally couldn't play anymore. And they were not built on scoring the football. The
team was an amazing defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl.
Legion of Boom.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
And that actually, if you want to look at the numbers, that still might be the greatest quarterback postseason of all time.
Yeah.
He went on a 3 or 4 game heater that we've never seen before.
Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
And people do, like, go look at the numbers. Eli Manning, like, he's a very good quarterback, but that's not, at no point were people like, that's one of the top 3 QBs in the game.
No.
Not at all.
And he's only a Hall of Famer, or he will be, because of those 2 games that they won.
The Packers are super interesting because while I think they've had great quarterbacks, I think I can also argue that none of them have really been, and maybe this is unfair because they were old when they left, but none of them have been what they were with the Packers when they were elsewhere. Brett Favre, early in his career, was a cast-off. And then I know he had a great year with Minnesota after he left Green Bay, but he famously was throwing ridiculous picks and threw his team right out of the playoffs that year. Both Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers immediately went to the Jets after that. They were never the same. Jordan Love is a really good player, but like, what would Jordan Love look like if he were on the New York Giants right now? I don't know, and I don't think it would be as good. So like, you can look around the league right now, I think, and you can sort of see which systems and coaches are crushing it. Like, Bo Nix's career is off to a good start. But, like, we had Ron Rivera on yesterday, and we're like, what? You said Kyle Shanahan used to keep you up at night when you had to play him. Who else? He goes, oh, Sean Payton. So is that why Bo Nix is off to a good start? Is he just in a great situation? I've got Sean Payton as a head coach and one of the best defenses in football on the other side of the ball. Start of the fourth quarter on Sunday, Bo Nix had scored 3 points.
Yeah, they were done.
But then they won a football game. So that's where my head suddenly is in the wake of this, what has been a wonderful start for Kyle Shanahan. Matt Stafford didn't win until he got to McVay. Jared Goff was a winner with McVay. Then he was a cast-off. Now Jared Goff is a winner again. You look around the league and you can sort of see some of the teams where it's like, oh, what's built around them? Now the Indianapolis Colts this year. The Tampa Bay Bucs, what's built around these QBs is wonderful. Therefore, they're having success. I am not going to rip apart the idea that some quarterbacks are good and some aren't. That's life. That's real. I believe that. But I also think there's been some guys who have become cast-offs who actually can be successful in this league. And there's guys who've been successful in this league who maybe get elevated a little bit because they're in a good situation.
Of course.
And I'm not going to rip them for that because Brock Purdy is one of those guys.
Absolutely. And I think that Green Bay is a great example. And if you look since 2010, they have had a grand total of 2 coaches. and they've had only seven quarterbacks, which is tied for second fewest among starters, and they've made the playoffs 12 of 15 years.
Yep.
And that is a lot of double-digit years, and a Super Bowl is in there as well, and you went from McCarthy to LaFleur, and you had stability, and you had Rodgers forever, and then you transitioned to Jordan Love with a couple of other stopgaps in there. And I do think that if we look at this situation with Brock and Mac, this is what made me go down this deep dive, is even if you think that Mac in the short term is the dude, the long term is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock Purdy and Shanahan, if you have a coach that you love, and they do, and you have a quarterback that you want to pay, and they do, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You don't tinker with that. As much as I think maybe Mac in the short term can be the answer for the next week, two, four, whatever, long term, the history would tell you that having a coach who stays and having a quarterback who's consistent, that's how you win. It's easy.
You said 14 49ers? 14-49ers.
Have started a game since 2010.
Okay, let's not do it yet because we're right where we are here. And Greg Cosell in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I want you to think about
it. I'd like to give it a whirl. I won't do well. I won't get them all.
You'll get at least 12.
Ooh, you have a lot of faith in me.
Brandy would get them all.
Yes.
Brandy's, he's in there,
but
eat,
you know,
he's
that,
either eating his, it's apple time, I apologize.
But this is this is not my strong suit.
No, but when you
name... This is like asking me what number they wear.
But what's funny is when you name a guy and I say that's right, it'll open up two or three other names.
Maybe.
Like, there are guys that lead to other guys, and there's a couple that'll be like, oh my God. And you know what?
I want to give it a whirl.
I'm going to tease it. I'm going to tease it this way. All roads in this bit lead...
Wait, Jonathan Kuminga started a game for the Niners at quarterback?
No, but all roads in, and I did this whole deep dive, all 32 teams, one man has started for 8 of the 32 since 2010. All roads lead to that guy. I want to try that guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.